Random House Audio presents Guns of the Timberlands by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by Jason Culp. Chapter 1. The two riders on the Deep Creek Trail had the morning to themselves. Within the range of their attention, nothing moved. The vast sky arched blue and empty to the horizon. Before them, the trail was a white, winding line across the face of the desert plain. On both sides of the trail, the bunch grass levels stretched far toward the blue hills, and in the bottoms, along Deep Creek, were grassy meadows and a scattering of willow and cottonwood. Behind them, looming suddenly from the desert, was isolated Deep Creek Range, a 50-square-mile group of mountains. Its lower slopes were naked rock or rock clad with the sparse, dryland brush of the middle desert. Along the crests, there appeared at intervals the darker tufts of pine tops. Within the rough circle of Deep Creek Range lay the basin of the creek, a high plateau heavily timbered and slashed by the canyons and valleys of Deep and Cave Creeks, carrying a fine stand of virgin timber. The high meadows were rich with grass, well-watered and green. The inner slopes of the mountains, except for a few places where lightning-started fires had struck, were thickly clad with ponderosa pine and fir. There was only one road through the Deep Creek Range, a long abandoned trail used by westbound pioneers and later, briefly, by a stage line. No wagon had used that road in many years. Only the riders of the B-Bar.
New folks in town. Bill Coffin.